Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show.
So, what do you think of this situation? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. There's a woman flying to San Francisco, got an upgrade thanks to all her miles, to do a little first class.
Ooh.
I've done that once, guys.
I've
been
a first class.
Flown first class.
Oh, it was nice.
I aspire to live that sort of life someday.
And wasn't the, and Sally, you've done it once, right?
Uh-huh, I have.
And the most wonderful part is when everyone gets on the plane and walks past you and you're like, sorry.
No. No.
I'm just
stare at them with judgments.
I'm just joking. Actually, I thought that, you know, what is it like? Actually, every time I get on a plane, I wonder, what is it like to sit here and watch everyone walk by? But
Kank is like, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Exactly my point. I'm not my favorite.
I'm just kidding. So she's getting ready for the flight when a couple asks if she would mind swapping seats with their 10-year-old back and coach. Because the parents had upgraded to first class, but forgot to upgrade their kid. And so people are like, well, she should have done that. Would you have swapped seats? Or, you know, I mean, she didn't, and she was made out to be the bad person. I think this, whenever you're, doesn't this say this in the Bible, don't give under compulsion. So, in other words, do you feel like you're forced to do something? That's not the right way to... You should never give if you feel like you're forced to.
Yeah.
You need to be in the right mindset. I think that's the noble thing to do. But if you have the first class seat, it's yours. You decide what you want to do with it, right?
Yeah. I can see both sides of it. I'm kind of a pushover, so I feel like I would feel very rude saying no, and I probably would move. But at the same time, I don't think there's anything wrong with her not moving because the parents forgetting...
It's their fault.
...to upgrade is not her emergency.
No.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, call me judgmental, but if that's me sitting there, I've made a big sacrifice, whether it's smart or not, to sit in first class.
Right, and because it's
this
not
is
cheap.
Like not a family emergency.
Yeah. The kid's going to be okay.
Mom
back
can
and
go
coach.
Sit in back. Dad can go sit in back.
There you go.
Oh,
I might get some hate mail.
Look at that.
No, actually,
that's a smart thing.
No, I'm going to say this, Sally. If I am in the dad's position, I think that's the noble thing to do anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, you set us straight. Way to go, Sally.
That hadn't even occurred to me.
Me either.
That shows my lack of common sense right there.
But look, I'm like all cringy. Like, I should be like Misty and say, sure.
But I would be doing it under compulsion.
Right. Somebody sent us something. By the way, you can find us on Facebook by searching for FLR Mornings. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. It's one of those little slips that the person that checks your meters on the house, there's your electrical meter, your gas meter, you know, that kind of thing. And this is what it said. At the top, it says, we couldn't access the meter. And then it's got a multiple choice check system where you can check why. Okay. Yeah, I can. One of them is unrestrained dog. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's a ferocious dog and, you know, not a little ankle biter. Or like, you know, I couldn't get there because it's locked or, you know, it's closed off. And then there's an other that you could check on this slip. And this is what it said. Massive spider attached to box. Has red fangs.
Okay.
Yeah. I would move on as well.
Not going to read that meter.
Although, these people that do this for a living, don't they encounter... Do you have a stick you could bring? Or
I'm sorry. If a spider is big enough, you can see the color of its fangs. There is a problem. No.
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know that I've ever actually seen a spider's fangs. That is, it almost sounds cartoon-like.
Like, I would not get that close. I'd be afraid to, like, be a jumping spider and be
jumping. Oh, is
goodness.
Does that exist?
Yes.
Now you added a...
In my head, it
exists.
No,
there is such
That's
a thing. It's called
matters.
A jumping spider.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Now you've added something else to worry about.
You're welcome.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I remember one time I got somebody, like the post person had tried to deliver a letter and, you know, it was the same sort of thing. And under other, they had checked like other and then they had just written no. So it was, we couldn't deliver because no.
Not feeling it today.
Because no.
That would have been better, Sally. I just don't feel like it. If you got involved and helped us out last week to keep your Family Life radio station on the air during our fall fundraiser, thank you for doing that. You've made a huge difference. And by the way, if you didn't get around to doing that, you still can at myflr.org. Andrew is with us. Now, you said something happened when you gave this past week. Talk about what went down.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, we've given before.
Uh-huh.
We actually started doing a monthly this time around. And I'll tell you what, you cannot outgive God. God has, he has been blessing us with his provision. It's so awesome.
That's great.
I mean, we don't give to get.
Sure.
God does. I don't know how to explain it, but man, God is good. He is so faithful.
I agree, but talk more about that. What do you mean?
The morning I called to give, later that day in the mail, my wife got two $100 checks from insurance. They did an audit or something with insurance, but it was just like, what the heck? Man, no matter what.
That's fun.
So, yeah, it was awesome. Like, and we were able to apply that to a bill that we had. It was just perfect. So,
that's cool.
God is just, it's just so awesome.
Thanks for giving. Yeah, thanks for blessing the ministry.
Thank you for blessing me, guys.
We had an opportunity to hang out with Ruth Jo Simons. She's a best-selling award-winning author and written several books. Her latest book is called Pilgrim, 25 Ways God's Character Leads Us Onward. We got on the subject of loneliness and how it's important to be with each other.
We were created for fellowship with God, but also we were created for fellowship with one another. I think we're most alone when we start thinking that we got to do this thing on our own. We can't tell people how much we're struggling. And then we kind of turn to the internet thinking that somehow we're going to find some kind of fellowship and companion online. And sometimes we do. And I'm so grateful for true online relationships. But most of the time we're scrolling and we're not actually engaging in a deeper way where we're doing life with somebody else. And so who really is God? He's omnipresent. He is actually with me all the time. And he is God Emmanuel, God with us, meaning he really came to us when we couldn't go to him. And so I'm not alone because he actually longs to journey with me every day of my life, but also that I'm meant to do that with my brothers and sisters in Christ. So I don't need to sit in my own room and be like, wow, this is so hard. I need to call somebody up and say, can we meet for coffee? I'd like to share what is going on in my life. Let's cheer each other on. Let's encourage one another daily. This is what we must do to remind each other we're not alone.
You know, she said something interesting, and maybe this is a key as to why we're lonely. This is what she said.
Most of the time, we're scrolling and we're not actually engaging in a deeper way where we're doing life with somebody else.
If I'm just on social media, how deep can you interact with somebody? Sometimes you can.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, this is just my own problem. I'm just sharing my issue. You've got all these people, some of them are really good friends, some of them are not, and I feel like I have to be engaged with all of these interactions online, and that's overwhelming. I cannot, there's no way I can do that. And so who do you engage with? And do you have the time to do this deeper relationship engagement online? Are we even going there?
I have the opposite problem because I feel like I convince myself if I've commented on a few posts and scrolled a little bit that I've been social.
Right.
Yeah. That's when about the amount of it for me as well. You know, hit the little heart button or the thumbs up and I'm like, I don't know. There's no depth.
Yeah, there isn't. And what she's suggesting takes bravery. That we need to be with each other and try to spend time together because let's say you moved to a new community, you won't know anybody yet. You have to be brave to stick your neck out. That's hard. It's not easy. And by the way, it's even being brave with certain people we know because it's like, well, sometimes I find that person annoying. How do we get over that? How do you get past of the little petty stuff and just be a friend, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? You can give us a call at 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Family Life Radio.
Time for that good news of the day. What's your good news? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Laura is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Family Life Radio has gotten me through some really rough times.
Tell us.
So 5 years ago, I went through a divorce and started drinking pretty heavy. Got into a really deep, dark place, lost everything. And I lost my dad, lost my mom.
Hmm.
Put myself through rehab twice, and I am free as of 19 months.
Oh, yay! Wow.
Through the grace of God and just my friends and my church, and but not a true relationship with my Lord and Savior. And now I do. I mean, I have such a peace that I've never had in my whole life.
Oh, praise God.
Y'all are all I listen to. Y'all get me through some of the ups and downs of my addiction, but through my relationship with God, I don't struggle with it. I don't even think about it. It's not even part of my life. I don't even know who that person is anymore.
Oh, that is such good news.
It wow.
is. Man.
That's a turnaround.
Yes, huge turnaround. So I just want to thank y'all so much, and blessings to everybody out there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. That's very encouraging. How much is the new relationship you have connected to overcoming your addiction?
Everything. I've got so many God incidences that are so connected to everything that has happened in this journey. There is nothing that I want more than Him.
Wow. What a change. Has God changed your life? Tell us about it. Give us a call at 888-888-9976.
If you have ever shared your testimony, maybe you've had this happen to you. The more that you share it, the more that you feel like you shouldn't.
What?
I'll explain what I mean. So I have dealt with mental health struggles my entire life, have severe clinical depression, and there have been two occasions in the past 8 years where God has saved me when I'm about to make a decision to end it all. And I've shared those stories, and every time I do, I get, you know, great feedback. People will call and say that they are, you know, they're glad that they're not the only ones dealing with this, that it makes them feel seen and heard, that it's inspiring to hear what God has done through these struggles. But the more that I share it, the more that I feel like I shouldn't. Every time I start to, there is this voice in my head that says, everybody is really sick of hearing about sick Misty. Shut your mouth.
Mm.
Nobody wants to hear this. People are tired of it. It's the same old. We get it. You're depressed. You almost took your life. God saved you. Wah, wah, wah. Like that, I mean, it's kind of a mocking tone. And I was sharing this with a friend recently, and he said, you know where that's coming from, right? That's the enemy.
Absolutely.
Because every time we share our struggles and what God is doing through them, we help somebody else in their dark place. And he told me about another friend of his that had struggled with the same thing. And God told her, this is the story that I gave you, and I gave it to you so you could share it and people could know me through it.
Well, when you think about everyone's story, if it involves Jesus, it involves some sort of a saving.
Mm-hmm.
He saved us all from something.
Yeah.
Yours was a saving of you wanting to take your own life. And I also think about how many lives have been changed because of that story. How many yes. people called in say that really helped me?
Mm-hmm.
So just think if you'd never said your story, period. But I think what it is it's the enemy jumping on board any kind of insecurity you might have and just dogpiling on top of that.
Oh, totally.
And by the way, it sounds like your own voice too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, what's so interesting is my mom told me when I was a lot younger that God had shared with her that I was going to help people with mental health problems and stop them from making that decision.
Yeah.
And I told her, I guess a couple years ago, I was like, well, I'm not a counselor. Like, I don't talk to people who are in that position. She said, no, but you share your story and what God has done in your own life. And you don't even know how many people that has reached and stopped from making that decision.
Yeah, I agree. So I just said,
I think that.
Say no to that voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life is still so difficult. And for me, it's the moment I wake up in the middle of the night, couple hours of sleep, just enough that the brain is rested and can wake up and think about all the things that, in quotes, were idiot things I did the day before and rehearsing them. And Misty, your story has helped me reverse that truth. And yes, it is my own voice I'm hearing in my head.
Yep.
And because of you and your vulnerability, I'm able to tell myself the truth and find sleep again. So thank you.
Yeah, thank I encourage you. You today. Maybe you've been afraid to share your story. You don't know how many lives you can touch. So share it. Hey, you want to chime in? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. Content. You feel content? You know, there's a godly contentment when you're just hanging out with God. I don't know that you ever feel content because you always want more, God, hopefully. But when it comes to things of this world, I don't think we should feel content, and I don't know how you can. Camille is with this, and you had to chime in about this?
I'll say this for me, to not rely on chasing after things, but more just chase after God, the person who owns it all. Because when I try to do things my way, when I try to, you know, use my own finite wisdom, it never works. I'm a firm believer that God can do things just like that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We put so much energy into doing things and expecting the outcome. And with the little effort that we're making, he can do a 180 within like our next breath.
Yeah, you know, what you're saying is so accurate. In fact, I'll even say this when it comes to chasing after things. And maybe you're in a situation where it's hard to get things right now, or the finances aren't there, and you're striving and striving and striving to get even things that you need. Like my wife and I, we needed a new wheelchair van. And I just finally, instead of striving for it, and I was doing so much research, guys, because I'm a research guy and I'm looking for the right van and this and that. I'm searching on all the different websites you could get one. And I finally just dropped it in God's lap. And I said, you know what?
Yes.
I'm going to Proverbs 3:5-6, this whole thing, and lay this in your hands, and I'm not leaning on my own understanding, but hand it all to you, and in all my ways acknowledge you. And then someone gave me a van.
Yes.
It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
All right, well, tell us what's going on.
I just got out of work and I looked over to the left and it's like the moon is just shining behind a cloud and it looks like the hand of God holding it. The cloud is shaped like a hand.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just thought that was really cool. And of course, I don't have a camera.
I call that kind of thing like a wink from God.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I thought I'd call and let you know.
That's kind of fun. Where are you calling from?
Linwood, Michigan.
Okay. And you got this little hand of God. That is cool.
Yeah, with a full moon, so it's cool. Really cool.
How'd that make you feel?
Wonderful.
What I like is probably you're one of the just a few people that saw that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, he did it just for you.
Well, I have to thank him for it then.
I feel like you're striving after things. It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. I shared a story earlier where I was doing that, and it was a need too. So it wasn't like something that was totally out of bounds, but my wife and I, we needed a new wheelchair van for our daughter. And I was doing so much work, searching here, searching there, looking high and low. When I finally gave it to God and said, God, I'm going to trust you for this van. And I almost forgot about it. That's when God came through. Someone gave us a new van, and we've been talking to Camilla about this, and your take on that?
You're absolutely correct. That is a beautiful testimony, and that just goes to show you the supernatural, how God moves.
He doesn't, yeah.
This is going to encourage everybody that's listening on this radio station. He doesn't need our help.
Right.
He does not need the almighty God of the universe, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who gave us life. He does not need our help. He just needs us to believe and have faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you know, we seek him, we chase after him,
yep.
And guess what's going to happen? We're going to be a magnet for those things. Go to the one that already owns it all, speak his heart, and then those things will be granted to you. And I kid you not, I have had so much peace of mind ever since I literally just laid it down at the altar. There's things that I've been asking God for, but he had to make sure that I wanted him more than those things. And once I became content, it's almost as if the desires that I once had, I don't want to say they're gone, but they're not a stronghold.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so true. Well, what you've done is you've put him first, and so those things now have their rightful place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That
yes.
is so good. Wow.
Yes.
Well, you got to preaching this morning.
Yeah, you did. Thanks so much for joining us for the podcast today. If you ever miss the show, this is the easiest way to hear what happened. And remember, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook too, FLR Mornings for both.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.